Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnin M. Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has capability to eliminate terrorists at their home. 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor begins. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls Northeast the jewel of India. And Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thungo Paton to conduct checks of government offices in Wokha. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab. Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces.
9 aatanki thikane barbaad hue, 100 se zyada aatankiyon ki maut hui. Aatank ke aankaon ko ab samajh aa gaya hai, Bharat ki aur nazar uthane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, tabahi. Bharat mein nirdosh logon ka khoon bahane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, vinash aur mahavinash.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country and protected India's borders. He said armed forces gave a new height to the country's pride, which is unprecedented, unimaginable and extraordinary.
आज से अनेक दशक बाद भी जब भारत के इस पराक्रम की चर्चा हो तो उसके सबसे प्रमुख अध्याय आप और आपके साथी होंगे आप सभी वर्तमान के साथ ही देश की आने वाली पीढ़ियों की और उनके लिए भी नई प्रेरणा बन गए मैं वीरों की इस धरती से आज एयरफोर्स नेवी और आर्मी के सभी जाबाजों बीएसएफ के अपने शूरवीरों को सैल्यूट करता हूं
Mr. Modi said Indian Air Force penetrated into Pakistan and targeted terrorist bases and struck cross-border targets within just 20 to 25 minutes, showing that a professional force equipped with this modern technology could achieve that. The External Affairs Ministry said that India has a long-standing national position on any issue related to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, adding that these issues will have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
We have a long-standing national position that any issues pertaining to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. That stated policy has not changed. The outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
Mr. Jaiswal said, from the time Operation Sindoor commenced till the ceasefire understanding on 10th May, there were conversations between Indian and US leaders on the evolving military situation. The issue of trade did not come up in any of these discussions. An 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor has been launched today. Largely known as Tiranga Yatra, the campaign aims to highlight Indian Armed Forces' success against Pakistan. Ex-servicemen, social workers, social organizations, as well as prominent BJP leaders will be a part of this public program. The campaign, which will continue till 23rd of this month, will focus on how India decimated terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. In the national capital, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and other prominent personalities joined the event this evening at Kartavya Path. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called Northeast the jewel of India. Addressing members of self-help groups of Meghalaya in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted the progress made under the Look East, Act East policy. He noted the importance of human resource development and underlined that balanced economic development and societal growth happens when women come forward. He also underscored the need for true empowerment by equipping individuals to be self-reliant rather than by offering freebies.
To empower the pocket of a person by freebies, by doles, is not true empowerment. True empowerment is that you handhold the person so that the person gets himself empowered, herself empowered. That brings joy, that brings satisfaction, that gives you inner strength, and that makes you pride of your families also.
Mr. Dhankar underscored that the country in the last decade has achieved milestones that are envy of the world in economy, infrastructure, technology and women empowerment. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Oh Paton is set to conduct surprise visits to government offices in Wokha aimed at strengthening accountability and service delivery. These inspections mirror those previously undertaken at the Secretariat in Kohima, Mr. Paton said in a social media post after chairing the Wokha District Planning and Development Board meeting today. The meeting reviewed key development initiatives and discussed plans to further strengthen the district's growth. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results for both Class 12 and Class 10 examinations today. In Class 12, a total of 16,92,794 students appeared for the examinations this year. Of these, 88.39% of students have passed. Girls outperform boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. In Class 10, a total of 23,71,939 students had appeared the examinations this year, out of which 93.66% cleared the board exams. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. The results are available on the official CBSE website and other digital platforms. CBSE Examination Controller Sanyam Bhardwaj said the verification process will begin soon.
Shortly, we will issue the verification process also. If any student is not satisfied with our result, they can ask for the photocopy and they will identify the kind of problem which they are finding in their answer book. They will inform it to the CBSE and CBSE will rectify if there is a problem.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated students who have successfully cleared the CBSE Class 12th and 10th examinations. In a social media post, he highlighted that the results are a reflection of the students' determination, discipline and hard work. Mr. Modi also emphasized the importance of recognizing the support and contributions of parents, teachers and others who played a vital role in this achievement. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Nagaland on Thursday. During the visit, the Union Minister will inaugurate the administrative cum academic block and Farmers' Fair 2025 at the College of Veterinary Sciences and Animal Husbandry, Jalukye under Perin District. Informing this during the coordination meeting of all heads of offices under Jalukye subdivision today, ADC Jalukye Albert Izung said that the inauguration event will also be attended by Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang. On the key issue of government land encroachment, Mr. Izung urged departments to obtain land pattas or permits and report any encroachment cases to the district administration. He encouraged officials to be regular and sincere in their duties. The ADC also called for wide publicity on the benefits of centrally sponsored schemes. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has capability to eliminate terrorists at their home. 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor begins. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls Northeast the jewel of India. And Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Oh Paton to conduct checks of government offices in Wokha. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.